Let's do about this one.
That's what the chip.
Oh, there's the chip chip. Okay. So we're on test evolve.
And this is where we're.
We said that the Ika ability to raise oneself, one's levels, is going to be to prepare properly. The same way as one has to prepare for milchama. If you don't prepare for milchama, you're not going to be prepared. So to the seats taken, sit there, you sit here. Okay. So we saw from the Talmud Muvak of Rizal Salanta. Because we don't learn consistently. In other words, if you want to grow in Tefillah, then the work you do, the preparation you do, the learning you do has to be consistent. So we're on Tes Vav. Just try and move it. You got it? We're on Tes Vav, the bottom of the page. Vilindunu oben seilu be kabbalah me'agro. I don't know. It's gonna be, we've been doing this for 20 years. You want me to just in one day change? That's the one I do. Vilim Dina Rabasani Bakabola mea grozal umea revisal salantas that's all. Shetoiv lachzo al maim ma'ira kama pamim. It's very important when you have something that you're using to arouse yourself, what we call chizuk, to do it a lot of times. When you find a certain chazal, you find a certain memory, you find some piece of Torah that you feel has the ability to actually get into your heart and do something. You should go over it and over it with enormous hitlaivut. Don't say hitlaivut however you want. Hitlaivut, arousal, passion, hitlaivut,
excitement.
Kama v'kama pamim, habe pamim. Until that chazal, that piece of Torah is engraved in your mind. Then even when you go lie down, or you're walking around, or you're just not doing anything, that chazal will ring in your ears like a bell. And it won't leave your memory. And that's what we said right in the beginning. When you're learning a subject like this, the goal is not to cover lots of ground. The goal is to take an idea and internalize it. Then when you come to actually daven, this has to be an outside of daven. This gets done in the preparation time before daven. But when you come to daven, then you're ready to daven properly. But tzarech lizboin en ma'ot. One has to think about this a lot. If a person wants to, he's thinking about this. He's been sitting up for a few days and he's starting to think about maybe it's time to dedicate a certain amount of time to raise my levels of avoidance at tefillah. You have to think about this a lot. One second. My day is full. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to have to steal from somewhere. I'm going to count on my learning time or other avoidance. Well, one second. You have to ask yourself, am I allowed to potter myself from avoidance at tefillah? And then you have to ask yourself, how much time am I going to give myself for this? Because malacha meruba. As haya makam lach. Then you have to think about this. There's room to investigate. However, we spend a lot of time. We dedicate an enormous amount of time to davening. Shachris, la'avrech, or b'chol yeshiva, nimshach. But then a klal kasha, person who's davening in a reasonable minyan, shachris is about an hour. Mincha v'mayri, 15 to 20 minutes. 25 minutes even in some places. I even davened by Rav Avigdor Miller a half an hour ma'ariv. Things happened like that. That was a good ma'ariv. That was a good ma'ariv. In the middle of flash bush at 10 o'clock at night, a half an hour ma'ariv. That was a chiddush. Most shachris don't last that long in that neck of the woods. Okay. But that's a lot of time that a person spends in the day on davening. Then you bench once or twice. At least 2 hours a day is dedicated to tefillah. More time. So now let's say you didn't prepare properly. Those hours that you spend davening, if you didn't prepare properly, if you didn't learn properly, if you didn't put effort into them, that you spent however long you spend on davening, with very little depth, very little meaning, and very little produce coming out of that time. You're tefillah for sure. Like we spoke about earlier, I don't want to just be yoitzi learning Torah. I want to be learning better now than I was a year ago. I want to grow. I want to develop in my learning. As the same with tefillah, that's what we said. So being yoitzi tefillah, that's not enough. Aber minchas aliyah v'gadlus hein shols kimat bebuzbozos. As far as aliyah and gadlus in tefillah is concerned, it's kimat wasted time. Rimkem. I'm lo kedai la'akdish kol yom ke'esrim dakot. He says, esrim dakot, whatever you want. With a little bit of preparation, we dedicate half an hour here, a little bit of dedication, a little bit of thought. And by the way, we have time in our day. He's talking about somebody who doesn't have any free time in his day because everything, every minute is accounted for. I could find gaps in my day where I wouldn't have to stop doing what I'm doing in order to do something productive because they're not productive hours anyway. We waste a lot of time. So to take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, that you have to work out, and dedicate it to this subject, good investment. Somebody wants to be matzliach in tefillah to set aside specific times. And as we saw yesterday, Rabbi Tzitzias Solomon said, this is the greatest safe on tefillah that's been written in the last few generations. As you won't have any problems. You don't have to look anywhere else. The safer does the job. There's a very good English translation for anybody who wants. My translation is not so good. Not in effort. It's called Gateways of Prayer or Gates to Prayer. Or Gateways of Prayer or Gateways to Prayer. It's a greenish, it's a translation of this sefer. The Nefesh Shimshon series, I think, were the ones somebody else wrote.
What he says to do, we're doing it.
No, it's a start. It's definitely a start.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. For sure, you'll see. Right now, we're just in the Hagdama. But you're right, this is a deity. I said it a few minutes ago. I said, this is what we're doing now. They're all busy doing, but you might find that you want to spend a bit of your own private time, just thinking about these things deeper. Yeah, but for sure, this is a good start. This is a great start. And go in slowly, slowly. Somebody mentioned the other day, halachas of tefillah also. That's all we're doing here. We're doing something else here. But these are all facets in the diamond of tefillah, and you have to try and polish all of them. And that way a person acquires a desire to get enormous pleasure from the beauty of tefillah. There's so many different types of tefillah, depths of tefillah. You'll see tefillah is an unbelievable thing. So if one puts some effort into it, you'll start being able to really get cheshek out of it. Every area of Kedusha requires Ishtadlus. Someone says, I toiled and I found, you have to believe him. I'll tell you what that means now, because everybody gets this wrong. I'll tell you what I heard from Matisyahu Zatzal on this Nukuda. The Hergel called Dover Shiltoin. When you habituate to do something, then you rule over it. That's called rulership. It's a habit now. Do it. All your life, every aspect of your life will be higher, more holy, etc., etc. Okay. Two nakudas we want to speak about here. The first is, what does it mean, kolat cholos kashris? What does it mean? Kolat cholos kashris. Everybody knows that. All beginnings are difficult. At what stage of the beginning is it difficult?
The beginning of the beginning.
What's the beginning of the beginning?
To decide. You're
going to do it. Oh, bring me a raya.
The first drop.
Once you've decided, then the difficulty is to decide. Once you've decided.
Excellent.
That's, you know where I learned it from you.
Oh, Fonz, he's quoting me. And I'm quoting Rav Matisyahu because I heard it from him. And he quoted a posuk and I can't remember the posuk. And I heard it from another Rav and I asked him the other day what the posuk was and he couldn't remember either. So, tough. We think that kolat chalos kashos is the following. I need to get up tomorrow morning. I've decided I'm going to get up 5 minutes early. I want to get to daven 5 minutes early, right? So tomorrow morning, getting up 5 minutes early is going to be very hard. Kolat chalos kashos. That's not where the difficulty is. The difficulty is making the decision the night before. Clear, hard, poor decision. I'm getting up 5 minutes early tomorrow. When you've got a business meeting at 6 o'clock in the morning and you have to get up early, it's not hard to get up for that meeting. Not because the meeting's more important than davening, but because you made a decision, I've got to get up. Your son's bris tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. You get there on time. Why? Because you made the decision that I'm going to get there. That's where the difficulty is, to commit to the decision. Whatever it is, in the physical world as well, it's like that. Don't wait till tomorrow morning to decide to get out of bed or not. That's not kolat chalos kashos. That's you lost. You make a decision in the night time. I'm getting up tomorrow morning at this and this time, and you commit to that, you'll get up. But choose an honest person. If you decided to do something, you'll do it. It's very hard to make the commitment. From now on in, I'm not smoking. That's it. Finished. Oh, never.
Everything.
If everything, I'll just use that as a crude example. That's where the difficulty is. Once you've made the decision, you've committed to it. Once you've made the decision, I'm not saying it'll be easy. But once you've made that decision, it's much easier. The difficulty is committing, is making a commitment. Will you be on time? I hope so. Oh, he's done a lot, that guy. He's hoping to be on time. What do you mean you're hoping? No. Somebody says, I hope to be there on time. What do you mean you hope to be there on time? I will be on time. That's a shame. There's things can happen. There's honesties can happen on the way, but I'm committed to being on time. I'm talking again. He said, yeah, I'm not talking about that. That's halachas. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the commitment. The person commits, the mindset. Oh, shkar. The mindset. No, the mindset's it. We, you made a decision. Oh, okay. But it's very hard when you're struggling with something, Mark. If it's not something you're struggling with, then the decision's not so hard. I decided to get up and go get a cup of coffee. Fine. That's not hard. But to make a decision to not do something or do something, that's very, very hard. It's a lot more coffee. But when you made the decision, you committed, it becomes easier. But making the decision was there, the kolat chalos kashos is. So that's where you have to make the decision. The other thing is hergel al kol dover shilatpon. When you get used to doing something, you rule over it. What?
I think sometimes the decision seems like the easy part. It's the actualization of the decision. Let's say I want to lose some pounds. And there's that dessert that's really good.
Baruch, nobody ever said that when you confront, to use a good example, No one ever said that when you've made the decision, so now it's just easy. That's it. Made the decision and now dieting's easy. No, no. Oh. The struggle's going to be there. But the hatchal of the kashas, because I'm not talking about the decision, the commitment, I'm on diet now. And when that decision is clear and uncompromising, then it gets easier. I didn't say it gets easy. That 73 flavor chocolate cake, when you're hungry, you know that. Yeah, you know, when you walk past the restaurant and you smell the. You know, yeah, that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. But that the difficulty of the beginning is at the decision, not when you face with the chocolate cake. Because if you haven't made the decision, it's not really a battle with the chocolate cake. Chocolate cake's one. The second step is when you get habituated in saying no, and again, no, and again, no, it gets easier. I gave up smoking, so I know what I'm talking about. That's all that. Until you make the decision, you'll never give up. I gave up lots of times. I'm a master at giving up smoking. Until I made the decision, that's it, no more. There was no way to give up. It has to come from it. You have to want to. I tell kids all the time, I'm even smoking today. How that still happens, I have no idea, but it happens. I tell them, when you're ready to give up smoking, you want to give up smoking, come talk to me. I'll help you. No one's ever come to me. Not once. No one has ever come to me. No, tell me how to do it. I said, when you want to give up and you've decided you're giving up, come talk to me. Because until then, it's not going to help. There's nothing I have no magic wand. If you really want to, then come talk to me. No one in 15, 20 years has ever come to speak to me. Don't start a business. I was thinking of starting a business, help people stopping to smoke. I realize it's not a good business. You go bankrupt because in 20 years, no one has taken me up on my offer. Okay. Let's go weiter. Bafal zoi salenu lisboinon. Ba'eza oifen erchelanu atoire seide yomenu. The Mikola Voida Saboire Tfili Indian should call you the Maktish Lobe Hechra. It's a Zman Ha'aruch Beyosa. Another thing we're thinking about is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, organizes our day to day existence. That in all the avoiders of Hashem, Tfila seems to take up perforce a big chunk of our day. What other avoiders Hashem, unless you're learning Torah the whole day, what other area of avoiders Hashem takes up that much time? You don't have a choice. You're davening three times a day. That's how long it takes. Shimba Mikke Yavol Yudi Yom Bli Limur. Fayoitzi. But seems to me the Chavis Talmud Torah, the Kriyashmav Shachris Varvis. We don't normally tell people this. Let's say you couldn't learn Torah today, God forbid. You were Yoitzi, but Simtum, very, very. Dakistic, you're yoitzi the chiv of Talmud Torah by saying Kriyashma Shachris Va'arvis. That's the minimum you can do to be yoitzi the chiv of Talmud Torah Shachris Va'arvis. I wouldn't rely on that on a day to day basis. Look at Chila. Nobody does, Bo Hashem. Well, good. Baba Gavshua have said that so. It's an enormous, enormous loss. Aval Avrain Lo Yechshav, he's not called a Balaveira. The lo yoytzi min haklal, and he's not taken out of the klal of klatzal. He was yoytzi the mitzvah Talmud Torah today. Aval yehudi shelo mitpalel shalosh pamim b'yom, etzim yahadusoy me'oreres al yedei kach. Jew doesn't daven three times a day. Again, we're not talking about people that are honest people, whatever, people that are working people. That lo yoda. Jew daven three times a day. It's a mashkoh sin. V'zeraya brura v'gilu gomer shatfile hi kamo avir l'nashicha. Davening is like oxygen to the goof. Tefillah is like oxygen for the neshama. We have avoida sheha neshama tolu bo yois mikol avoida sakeris. And tefillah is the avoida that the neshama is dependent on more than any avoida. We have sot bezeh she tefillah nikras beloshen chazal chai shah keneger ateira nikras chai oilom. What does that mean? Chazal tell us the tefillah is shah, chai shah, and Torah is called chai oilom. So what does that mean? She tefillah etzim achius shel ha'odem b'olam hazeh, because tefillah is the etzim life force of a person in this world. V'akesha tivi shel yehudim ha'kodesh baruch hu shemakor rachaim. That's the natural bond, the natural connection that a Jew has with ha'kodesh baruch hu, who is the source of life. And that's why tefillah is And that's why the chiyuv of tefillah comes long before the chiyuv of Torah. Even though the quality of Torah is greater than the quality of tefillah, Torah says you have to be very careful looking after yourself. Yeah, very careful. We know that keeping yourself alive comes before everything. Shabbos, all the mitzvahs get pushed aside in order to keep yourself alive. That means the kiyum haguf and the natural life that a person has becomes before everything. There's no question that the avoider of serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the neshama is much higher, much greater than avoider's kiyum haguf. There's no question, no one would argue with that. Aval. Dead people don't praise God. Everything gets pushed aside in order to keep the natural goof alive, to keep the connection with the shaman, the goof, kiyum. So too in the marechas of the boira. Shatvile etzem machayim ativim, shemekasheris es ha'adam el ha'boira. The same as food keeps your neshama connected to your guf. Oh, so eating is the most important thing in the world. No, staying alive is the most important thing in the world. Avada, learning Torah is more choshu than eating. But if you don't eat, you're going to die. Therefore, same as davening. Avada, the quality of learning is much greater than the quality, the achievement of davening. But if you don't daven, you're going to die. Because that's what keeps you connected to the boira. Because that's where life comes from. So, tefillah is more chashuv. Yeah.
Up here it says that two does daven three times a day. Actually, who does so? What does that mean?
The foundations of your Judaism are aroused. We have to ask a question. Person has to ask himself a question. Marco Repo. Why didn't you make the meeting? You had a personal appointment with the Rabbi Shalom. I mean, you didn't pitch, why not? I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to ask you questions. You have to ask yourself that question. Could be a person is in a spot where he doesn't have three times a day. And he's deciding that he's going to start working on that now because he realizes it's a problem. He's not going to start davening three times a day. Because that's not going to work. We learned that. You have to start slowly. They might start davening once a week. I'll never forget. We have some neighbors that daven five times a day. And their davening's a davening. Don't underestimate the power of their davening. The Yeshua Leib wouldn't walk in front of an Arab who was davening. Dalad Amas, because it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who's davening. Dalad Amas. The God of the skin, the Sa'am Ibrisk, the Sarah Ibrisk, the greatest people in the last 100 years. The only other religion that believes in a Kol Yochol. Every other religion has Shutfus and Avod and Zora. When he's davening to Elokei Avram five times a day. There's a powerful force he has. Anyway, that's another story. Tov, let's stop there. There will not be a shiur on Sunday. Just for those who need to know.